You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Sheriff. Or you could call me Chance. That's totally up to you. Either way, it's fine with me. But today's show, it's stacked, everybody. It's so stacked. It's like, it's more stacked than a Big Mac. That's what's up. All right, so we're going to start this off with Rep. Katie Hill resigning. She straight up resigned. I called her out for her joining forces with AOC, which is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I asked her, I said, what are you part of this baby eating grassroots movement? Like, what's the deal? Are you on the Santa Clarita diet? Because she is from Santa Clarita. And so, I mean, next thing you know, she allegedly had provocative pictures of her and somebody that she was hooking up with that she shouldn't have been hooking up with in her industry. So basically she's hooking up with a constituent, and that's not allowed. And she, from what I understand, her letter blames it on Trump, I think. I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and read you her letter of resignation. And you can see how kind of crazy this sounds. October 27th, 2019. It is with a broken heart today that I announce my resignation from Congress. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but I believe it's the best thing for my constituents, my community, and our country. This is what needs to happen so the good people who supported me will no longer be subjected to the pain inflicted by my abusive husband and the brutality of hateful political operatives who seem to happily provide a platform to a monster who is driving a smear campaign built around cyber exploitation. Having private photos of personal moments weaponized against me has been... And they say this all the time, weaponized. Like, that's the hot... has the hot word now. Thanks, Derek Lowstutter. Jesus. Okay, weaponized me is... against me has been an appalling invasion of my privacy. It's also illegal. And we are currently pursuing all of our available legal options. Now, I say this with all due respect, but I have not seen the photos. And so I cannot confirm or deny whether they are illegal because, like, what is it, a sex video that's illegal to share? You know, I just don't know. I haven't seen these photos, so I don't know what she's talking about.
However, I know that as long as I am in Congress, will live fearful of what might come next and how much it will hurt.
I am so confused by that last sentence right there. But okay, whatever.
That's a feeling I know all too well. It's the feeling I decided to leave when I left my marriage.
I'm like, okay. I'm so confused by this letter. But anyways, we're gonna keep reading.
And one I will not tolerate being forced upon others. I can no longer allow my community, family, friends, staff, supporters, and especially the children who look up to me as a role model, to suffer these unprecedented, to suffer this unprecedented brand of cruelty.
I feel like I'm reading a letter written by Zoolander right now. This is ridiculous.
For the mistakes made along the way and the people who have been hurt, I am so sorry.
Like, are you really sorry that you slept with whoever it is that you weren't supposed to sleep with? Are you really? Okay, whatever.
And I am leaving.
Bye. Bye, Katie. Bye. Don't let the door hit you in the tuchus on the way out. Oh, I'm sorry. She says, I am learning.
I am learning. I am not a perfect person and never pretended to be.
But are you a person that eats babies and fetuses and crap? That's what I'm trying to find out. Do you condemn that behavior? Because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who you teamed up with, doesn't. Where are we at?
It's one of the things that made my race so special. I hope it showed others that they do belong, that their voice does matter, and that they do have a place in this country.
What others are we talking about? Are we talking about Amnesty?
I just want to know. Like, seriously, I really want to know. Because it showed others that they do belong, that their voice does matter, and that they do have a place in this country. Who are we talking about? That is something I believe with all my heart. What about with all your fetuses? I'm sorry, bro. I can't help it. This is just some nasty stuff we're up against these days. Okay, so anyways, the last paragraph. Those of you who know me personally know that I'm a fighter. And it's thanks to countless other fighters who supported me that we were able to stand up for the ideas we believe in. Now, my fight is going to be to defeat this type of exploitation that so many women are victims to, and which will keep countless women and girls from running for office or entering public life. Thank you for allowing me to turn my focus to this particular battle right now, and know that I stand with you as we continue to fight for the many important issues that brought me to Congress in the first place. I love this country, I love all of you, and I thank you for allowing me the great honor of serving you. I'm baffled. This last paragraph, the whole letter, I'm baffled. Like, what is this? Like, what did I just read? Like, what is, like, this is my second time reading it now. I've read it out loud. And so I'm just like, what? Where was it at? Now my fight is going to be to defeat this type of exploitation. Hello, you shouldn't have been hooking up with your constituent. That's exploitation? No, it's expose. You were exposed for doing something you weren't supposed to be doing, and now you want to fight it? I think that I speak for the majority of people who are supposed to be here that... What? Huh? As a Call of Duty says... A Call of Duty with a call for an uprising. Say it with me now. Huh? I just, look, dude, I gotta put this phone up, because we gotta move on. AOC will just not condemn the baby eating, quote unquote, as she puts it, grassroots movement. Now, whether that's taken out of context or not, I'm just calling it how I sees it. You know, she didn't condemn once, about this quote unquote prank during her, what was it, town hall meeting? Whatever it was. I'll just say her public speaking event. It was obviously not a prank. The girl wasn't laughing. She was saying it with a level of conviction that you can't fake. You can't fake that level of conviction. Change my mind, please do. You know, you guys should join, and I'll even start the group for you. Baby Eaters Anonymous. That's going to be the title of this. Baby Eaters Anonymous. Fetus Eaters Anonymous. F-E-A? B-E-A? I don't know, whatever. For real, though. Baby Eaters Anonymous, man. You guys need to start your own group. Like AA Alcoholics Anonymous? No. Baby Eaters Anonymous, dude. Y'all are some sick people. Y'all are really sick, dude. It's gross, man. It's gross. What you're doing is gross. You know what else is gross? Girls who show off their asses for money. I am so gosh darn sick of it. I'm so sick of it. In fact, let's read the tweet that I wrote about it. Because I believe that you guys should all hear this. Because, you know, there's somebody, I would love to date somebody right now, you know. But I would never date her because of what she does. Okay, I straight up say, okay, so this girl's like, well, it's Monday again. Who's ready to kick this week's ass? I know I am. Any ladies in Vegas want to do some trade shoots? Look at my ass dimples. And then she does a strip tease and shows off her ass cheeks. Like, okay. Makes no sense, right? The whole tweet makes no sense. So I retweeted it with a comment and said, I am tired of American females desperately strip teasing for the entire world. How many people see this and are disgusted?
would not want their kids being influenced by her, are tired of seeing women willingly objectifying themselves, would be ashamed if this was their kid slash girlfriend. If my girlfriend was doing what she's doing, showing off her ass and ass dimples and smiling while she's grabbing her ass and kissing and blowing kisses at the cameras with her ass all, her flabby, I'm just gonna say a flabby ass, cellulite ridden ass, oh my god, she totally pulled her pants down and exposed her front, full frontal nudity. I did not even know, I didn't even make it this far into the video. She just went full frontal nude and I retweeted this. I can't believe I did this. I cannot believe that I, okay. I just thought she was showing off her naked ass. That's all I did not know she did full frontal nudity just now. I mean, she didn't do a swank spread, but she showed off the landing strip and the air traffic control dials. Come in, Tokyo. Tokyo, come in. Godzilla is invading. Okay, anyways, moving on. Yeah, so I guess that happened. So yeah, Donald Trump and Al Sharpton. Let's talk about this for a second. Al Sharpton willingly admits that he unwittingly admits that Obama is Osama. It was a softcore admit, but it still counts. He said, and I do quote, but I've got to look up the tweet now.
But now with the fog of war dissipating, a few questions arise. Why did the president provide such an amount of details about the operation? What role did Russia play in the operation? Why did Trump not inform Democratic leaders in Congress? Why did he take a lot of credit to himself, specifically alluding to the idea that Baghdad's death was bigger than the death of Osama bin Laden? Remember, Trump at the time accused President Obama of taking too much credit for Obama's capture and death. And last but not least, will this success have any impact on the impeachment investigation?
The words, for Obama's capture and death. He said the words, for Obama's capture and death. And I said, Al Sharpton unwittingly slips up and proves that Obama is Osama. He also discredits real Donald Trump and then asks, why did he take a lot of credit? And so I replied, because Osama's death was faked and Al knows this fact to be true. And then I pointed out the article that says it on ACAP News. If you look up Osama in the search box on acapnews.com, acapnews.com, and read the article, and you'll see very vivid proof that DJ Khaled is his Osama's son, Khaled, however you want to say it, that Osama is Obama, and that his death was faked. You know, and if you need proof, go back to my other podcast where I talk about this. Listen to all my podcasts and you'll eventually run into it. You know, this is just ridiculous, dude. You know, and then I even texted somebody. I said, you didn't know that Obama is Osama? She says, yes, I did. That's why I voted for him. Then a minute later says, I'm kidding. Now, I don't know about you, but I kind of believe it. But I will leave his podcast on this note. Has Air Pelosi become a thing of the past?